The brother of Quinn director Kevin Lunny, who was abducted and tortured, says that Kevin wouldn't have survived if he hadn't been found that night. In an interview to be broadcast on primetime tonight, Tony Lunny also described seeing his brother's car in flames 4 weeks ago. A work colleague had alerted him to the fact that Kevin Lunny's car was on fire by phone call just a few minutes earlier.
I ran up the lane and is all I could see then, the Kevin's vehicle. I didn't know, it was just a complete ball of flames. You couldn't see anything of any resemblance of anything. It was just unbelievable, the fireball that it was in. And then the fire brigade came and I went back down. Is there anyone in the vehicle? And he confirmed there was no one in it.
Was it a relief?
Absolute, massive. Massive. But you move on quickly then, where is he? There's a kind of a scrubbery area to the right of the lane, and would he have ran, would he have had a fight or been hit and maybe ran and then up and be laying somewhere unconscious? So we started searching. I kept shouting out for him and no response. So we kept at that, and it was starting to get dark, and then the PSNA had cordoned off the area. I don't know, someone suggested or said that maybe we should get them to get out sniffer dogs to say we're going to get a spotter or a helicopter out as well. But so just around that time, we were sort of back down round. We had to kind of give up on the search because we couldn't do much more, you know. Then I heard that the PSNA is saying he's been found in Cavan.
Tony Lunny there, speaking to Miriam O'Callaghan in a powerful interview about the family's ordeal and what his brother Kevin went through. And you can see the full interview tonight on Primetime. That's at 9:35 on RTE One Television. It'll also be on RTE News Now.